Now, it sounds like the Feds was able to recover thousands of hours of video as reported by Nancy Grace.
I'm staying. This is going to be good.
Surveillance cameras. According to sources, there are literally hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands and thousands, of hours of surveillance video of Sean Combs and his staff committing wrongdoing.
Now, Diddy was expected to be indicted and arrested in a matter of days. However, the feds are going to take a little more time to comb through all of the footage like a nappy ass weave to ensure the case is strong enough to give him 100 years or better. Y'all know the feds aren't going for no slap on the wrist. They're gonna punish the diddler for what he did to Gotham City.
You know the Joker don't play that, baby.
Now, more and more celebrities are moving away from Diddy because they know he's about to bring the whole entire ship down.
Sinking now. I don't care.
Now, Ashton Kutcher is definitely afraid of being subpoenaed in Diddy's case.
Well, he just can't lose. Even when he's that close to humility, that like it becomes a driver, and so then he went out and ran the New York Marathon.
One of Diddy's goons is also expected to turn and testify against the mogul. So make sure you like, comment, and subscribe so that you don't miss nothing. Now this guy right here is Moy Bond, allegedly the guy pointed out in the lawsuit that hires all of the ex-workers for Diddy, so they can sleep with the people that Diddy chooses and Diddy can actually film it. Now, I'm predicting he's gonna be the first one to flip and try to get a deal from the prosecutors so he doesn't go down with the entire ship. Now, these people, guys, they're looking at some really serious time. So here's what we know now. We got Lucian Grange. Now, he's accused in participating in or helping to conceal the alleged conduct of Combs and also his associates. Now we got Ethiopia. She's the former Motown CEO, and she recently denied a claim that she's testifying against Diddy. Now Little Rod Jones filed a claim against the mogul, and he also indicated that Ethiopia has the knowledge and directly funded Sean Diddy Combs' lifestyle. Next up, we got Christina Coram. Now, in the lawsuit, she is compared to the British socialite Miss Maxwell, who is a former girlfriend of the late convicted offender Jeffrey Epstein. Now, Maxwell is currently serving a 20-year prison sentence after she was convicted in December 2021 of helping him recruit and abuse underage girls. Now, according to this complaint by Little Rod, Coram required all of Combs' employees, including domestic staff, to walk around with a fanny pack or a pouch actually containing narcotics so the rapper could partake of his drug of choice at will. It is also alleged that Coram, who is one of almost 30 defendants in the suit, ordered ex-workers for Mr. Combs. Now, according to her since-deleted LinkedIn profile, Coram actually joined Diddy Bad Boy Entertainment as a senior executive liaison in July 2013. Then she went on to become Diddy's day-to-day manager, as well as taking on the role of director, office of chairman of Combs Enterprises. Now, in 2020, she was appointed as Diddy's chief of staff in November. Now we got Frankie Santella, who is listed as Diddy's money holder. Now Frankie allegedly worked with Brandon Paul, who was the actual drug mule, and carried the money to pay for Diddy's guns and his drugs. Now next up, of course, we got Mr. Brandon Paul, who is the drug mule that was just recently arrested. And he's listed as the ones that would actually acquire drugs and guns for Diddy as well. Now, we got his son over here, his alleged son. Now, his role in the operation is to solicit the workers underage girls, and also he is known to engage in all of the freak-offs. Now, next up, we got Young Miami, his alleged girlfriend, and also listed as a ex-worker. Now, she's one of the women accused of receiving payments, born Carisha Romika Brownlee. She was one of the women who were paid a monthly fee to work as Mr. Combs' ex-worker. Now, Young Miami's cousin is also accused of assaulting Little Rod during one of Diddy's house parties in Miami. Now, during his time living with Diddy, court documents state Little Rod witnessed Quorum openly order her assistance to keep Mr. Combs high off of gummies and pills that were often stored in black Prada pouches or fanny packs, the court documents allege. Now, one of those things listed is called Tucci, which is a pink drug that is a combination of X and Coke. Also, not pictured here, but definitely involved is Stevie J. He allegedly also recruited ex-workers and also participated in freak-offs. And then there is Fahim Muhammad, who is listed as the head of security. Now, his role in this operation was he actually covered up the shooting of the guy in the recording studio named G. If you guys haven't checked that video out, I'll put out, make sure y'all watch that. He actually covered up that shooting. And that shooting was actually witnessed by Little Rod at the Chalice Recording Studio in Los Angeles. And of course, we got 50 Cent's baby mama on here, Daphne Joy, who is listed as a staff worker. Now, that there is hilarious. Staff ex-worker. I mean, it don't get no lower than that. She's at the very bottom of the totem pole. Now, Diddy thought by having him on his team, he could sneak and do his dirt, but he didn't realize that the feds be watching everybody. Now, reportedly, all of those freak-off allegations piqued the feds' interest, and the reason they stormed his home was to find copies of the videos that Cassie and Little Rod had mentioned. Now, apparently, those videos contain shocking evidence that could put Diddy away forever. Now, this is going to make R. Kelly's case look like Disneyland once they review those tapes. Also, the main reason all of his electronic devices were confiscated. Now, feds are saying that Diddy and all of Diddy's associates will be looking at some serious time. And Jay-Z is also on the hook for being linked to the death of his side chick. Peeps, get into this crazy-ish. Now, a journalist was supposed to interview Jay-Z's alleged mistress is now looking to have him investigated for her 2011 death, and with good reason. Now, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and watch this whole entire video so that you don't miss nothing. Now, this reporter is coming out saying he potentially needs to be charged for silencing this young woman. Liz Crokin, a journalist who was previously employed with Star Magazine, was preparing to write a tell-all about Jay-Z's alleged mistress, Kathy White, in August of 2011. Now, Kathy had allegedly been caught creeping with Jay-Z in 2010, and they couldn't shake the rumors or get enough PR lies up fast enough to save Jay-Z's reputation. So what did he do? Apparently, they saying he took her ass out like Eazy-E, the old injectable route. Now, according to Liz, Kathy initially told her that she didn't know Jay and had never partied with him. But after Liz confronted Kathy with pictures of her, Jay-Z, and Diddy at Tao Nightclub in Las Vegas, Kathy got spooked and said she would consider going public with her story and telling her side because the Beehive was about to swarm her ass. Well, unfortunately, that story never got the chance to see the light of day. Why, you ask? Liz indicates that days later, when she tried to reach out to Kathy to get the interview details all put together, she was informed by her colleagues that Kathy had mysteriously died. Now, Liz says she strongly believes that the young and healthy Kathy was murdered and did not suffer a brain aneurysm like her autopsy report had stated. Liz wrote, "I find it highly suspicious that a seemingly healthy 28-year-old woman would drop dead from an aneurysm." Liz claimed that she had multiple credible sources come forward and tell her that Kathy had revealed her plans to go public about her alleged affair with Jay-Z, which is probably why Solange put them damn hands on her in the elevator. Now, Liz reports just days after learning about Kathy's death, Beyoncé announced her pregnancy with Blue Ivy at the 2011 VMAs. Now, Liz says it would have been a PR nightmare for Beyoncé and Jay-Z if Kathy did a tell-all around the time they had crafted her over-the-top pregnancy announcement. Now, Kathy was also good friends with Claudia Jordan. According to Liz, media outlets during that time alleged that Claudia was convinced an A-list rapper had her friend killed. Liz hopes that Jay-Z will suffer the same fate as Diddy, who is currently facing several lawsuits alleging shootings, druggings, and more. She said, "It's only a matter of time before Spirit Cookin' Jay-Z is exposed like Diddy," Kathy posted to X. She said, "I pray there will be justice for Kathy White one day." Now, guys, I can only imagine Beyoncé in the background yelling at Jay-Z to finish her. Now, Fahim Muhammad is definitely going down for actually covering up the shooting of G at the recording studio. Feds are also looking into a slew of shootings that have been directly linked to Diddy. Now, the crazy thing is a lot of those were swept under the rug, but just a simple Google search will verify all of my claims of his crimes. Now, these are the Diddy shootings. Now, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and watch this whole entire video so that you don't miss nothing. Now, Diddy has a bunch of bodies under his belt and a few survivors. Now let's talk about first the most recent shooting that occurred in a Los Angeles recording studio involving his son Justin, the devil's offspring. Now the music producer Lil Rod, who was suing Diddy, is doubling down on some daunting allegations that Diddy and his son were involved in a shooting at a Los Angeles recording studio back in 2022, as well as, of course, the allegations of harassment that's been all over the internet. Now, Diddy was sued on February the 26th by Rodney Little Rod Jones, a producer on his most recent album, who alleged Combs sexually harassed, drugged, and threatened him while he traveled and lived with Combs from September 2022 to November 2023. In the initial complaint filed in U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, Little Rod also detailed a shooting at a writers and producers camp at Chalice Recording Studio in Los Angeles on September the 12th, 2022. In addition to that, he also alleges that Diddy's son, Justin, and Justin's friend identified in the court documents as G was also there. Now, the lawsuit alleges that Combs is part of a RICO enterprise and that he and others are involved in an ex-trafficking venture. Now, RICO Enterprise is one in which people or groups act together to violate the Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act, which is meant to target organized crime. Now, the complaint is the latest legal trouble for Diddy, who has been hit with a number of recent lawsuits, including multiple allegations of assault. Now, the complaint filed by Little Rod accounts that he heard multiple gunshots after a heated conversation in a nearby bathroom at the recording studio. When the bathroom door opened, Diddy and his son walked out and Little Rod found G lying on the restroom floor in a fetal position, holding his stomach and bleeding out his leg hip area, the lawsuit said. Little Rod said he helped the victim up and took him to the front of the studio where an ambulance was waiting out front for him. So far, the Los Angeles Fire Department has not responded to multiple requests for more information regarding the shooting. Now get this, Little Rod also alleges in the suit that Diddy instructed him to lie to the police and tell them that Diddy or his son had nothing to do with the shooting and that it had occurred while G was outside the studio by a drive-by assailant. Now, Little Rod is standing by his accounts and maintained that G was not shot outside Chalice, but actually inside the bathroom. Now, Chalice Recording Studio is also staying mute on the shooting as they were possibly potentially paid off by Diddy, and they are not cooperating with releasing any surveillance tapes. Now, reportedly, the studio was contacted by NBC News and they issued a questionable comment. Chalice Recording Studio is alleged to have sent an unnamed person stating the shooting occurred a half a block away from Chalice and it was the result of a robbery. They also said there are police reports corroborating this and to please wait for facts to come out before you start contributing to the defamation of our organization. Now, Chalice also said when LAPD arrived on the scene, it was immediately determined conclusively that the shooting took place some distance from the studio. Now, more information in the complaint also states, citing a media report that claimed G went to the studio after he was shot. But Little Rod's original suit indicates police were inside Chalice and witnessed the blood in the bathroom, but still went along with the bogus claim that the shooting took place outside of the studio. Now, that definitely sounds corrupt. Now, included in the original filing are screenshots reportedly showing the aftermath of the restroom where G was shot by either Diddy or Justin Combs. Now, Little Rod also claims that he has the clothing he wore the day of the shooting, which he says could have the potential DNA of the shooting victim. Now, the filing says Diddy and his son Justin were not at the studio when the police had arrived, and it alleges that Diddy and his son hid out and laid low in another studio while police investigated, and that they were the first ones to leave after the officers departed. Representatives for Justin Combs on February 27th, of course, denied the allegations filed in the complaint, which they call absurd and lies, and said there will be legal consequences for all defamatory statements made about the Combs family. Now, the fact that they out here busting guns and also recruiting ex-workers is baffling to me, and his mama Misa need to be more worried about that than the raid she trying to sue Homeland Security for. This man has turned your son into a rotten young man just like Diddy. Now, Diddy baby mama also came out and complained about how his homes were raided as if there is some type of raid protocol that you must follow for trafficking criminals. She said, "The overzealous and overtly militarized force used against my sons Justin and Christian is deplorable. If these were the sons of a non-black celebrity, they would not have been handled with the same aggression. The attempt to humiliate and terrorize these innocent young black men is despicable. Enough is enough. Did Justin need several laser beams from firearms pointed at his chest? Did Christian need a gun pointed at the back of his head while he was handcuffed? How many times have we seen young unarmed black men not make it out of these type of situations alive? My son's attorney, Jeffrey Lightman, is investigating the excessive use of force, which was unnecessary and certainly not required by this search warrant. We will fight for justice utilizing every imaginable resource. I'm not with the propaganda." Now, I'm definitely all for our people, man, and not being mistreated, and also not any of us facing police brutality. But I think this lady is definitely reaching and trying to get some money. Now, what she need to be reporting on is why Diddy's former bodyguard is her real baby daddy, and why she and Mary J. Blige was in a hotel room getting freaky with a 16-year-old Danny boy back in the 90s. Now, I can see the issue if Diddy is innocent and being railroaded, but bruh got so many factual allegations about him that it don't even make no damn sense. Now, it looks like the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, as Christian Combs, his son, was accused of assaulting and drugging women in a looming lawsuit as well. Now, guys, a lawsuit against Combs, the son of embattled rap mogul, has yet to be officially filed, but is currently in the works, according to attorney Tyrone Blackburn. The identity of Combs' alleged victim has yet to be revealed, and details surrounding the reported lawsuit are right now kind of sparse. Now, I definitely want to get you guys' opinion on all the going on with Diddy. Now, man, with them tapes in the possession of Homeland Security, there is absolutely no way for Diddy to wiggle his way out. Now, guys, it's been reported all over the news that they found, once again, hundreds and thousands of hours of footage. And it's implicating a lot of people. So not only is Diddy in trouble, he's also gonna ruin a whole bunch of lives, all because he wanted to be a nasty little perv. Now, guys, I want you to check out Pandora. I got some really dope playlists on there. I am a Pandora curator. So make sure y'all go type in the Lionel B Show and y'all gonna get blessed with some really dope music. Now, guys, let me know how y'all feel about this, man. If y'all think this video is crazy, make sure y'all click on the video that's on your screen right now and check out Lionel B Stories and find out what happened to ODB, Old Dirty Bastard from the Wu-Tang Clan.